Senate please come to order? Will the members please vote to signify their presence?
Roll shows 14 members present. Senators Cowdery, Kelly, Olson, Taylor, and Wilkin are excused from a call of the Senate.
Please stand for the invocation by Ron Covey, Douglas Community United Methodist Church.
Mr. President, honorable senators, staff, distinguished guests and visitors, with the deepest respect for the religious beliefs of all Alaskans, this prayer is offered. Let us pray. Creator God, we proclaim a vision of government where there is liberty and justice for all colors and races, for all religions, for all lifestyles and cultures, liberty and justice, whether one lives in the valley or in a village. In this time together, may your spirit of wisdom guide us so that liberty and justice may be transformed from vision to reality throughout our land. Help us to see our own diversity as the many roots which feed our unity as one great people called Alaskans. Amen.
Senator Davis, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Hoffman.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Madam Secretary, would you please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 38th and 39th legislative days and House and Senate Joint Journal Supplement number 13.
Senator Lehman.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the journals and supplement as certified to the Senate Secretary, be approved.
Without objection, the journals and supplement are approved as certified by the Senate Secretary. That brings us to introduction of guests. Senator Ward.
Thank you, Mr. President. It gives me a great deal of honor at this time in the Grove Gallery to introduce my oldest daughter, who hasn't been back to Juneau since the 13th legislature, so this is her first trip back here. And if you could please all help me in welcoming Kathy Bloodgood.
Further guests for introduction? Messages from the governor.
Message dated February 22nd. Dear President Halford, in accordance with Alaska Statute 3905080, I submit the following names for legislative confirmation of appointment to the board noted. Board of Game, Bruce Baker, Caleb Pungawi, Michelle Spark.
They will be referred to the Resources Committee.
Those are all the messages from the governor this morning.
Messages from the House.
Message dated February 20th. Dear Mr. President, pursuant to AS 2455020, the Speaker appointed the following members to the Ombudsman Selection Committee: Representative Cott, co-chair, Representative McGuire, Representative Berkowitz. Message dated February 20th, stating the House has passed and transmitted for consideration. House Bill number 307 by Representatives Fate, Coghill, Whitaker, Hayes, James, Davies, Dyson, Green, and Croft, an act delaying to June 30, 2007, the last date by which hydrocarbon exploration geophysical work must be performed or drilling of a stratigraphic test well or exploratory well must be completed in order for a person to qualify for an exploration incentive credit.
Resources, Judiciary, and Finance.
CS for House Bill number 343, financed by the House Finance Committee, an act extending the termination date of the Board of Professional Counselors and relating to licensing of professional counselors.
Rules.
And those are all the messages from the House this morning, Mr. President.
Communications.
The following reports are in file in the Office of the Secretary of the Senate: Training Program Performance 2000, Employment and Earnings of Training Program Participants Exiting Alaska Training Programs in FY 2000, from Mike Gutierrez, Alaska Human Resource Investment Council, in accordance with AS 2315580. Report relating to breast and cervical cancer from Elmer Lindstrom, Deputy Commissioner, Department of Health and Social Services, in accordance with Section 2, Chapter 33, SLA 2001. Alaska Public Debt 2001-2002 from Wilson Condon, Commissioner, Department of Revenue. Report of Examination, Alaska Commercial Fishing and Agriculture Bank from Deborah Sedgwick, Commissioner, Department of Community and Economic Development, in accordance with AS 4481270. Waivers and Appeals, SB 133, a report to the legislature from Shirley Holloway, Commissioner, Department of Education and Early Development, in accordance with Chapter 94, SLA 2001. Those are all the communications this morning, Mr. President.
Reports to standing committees.
Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill Number 235, Emergency Management Assistance Compact, recommends the State Affairs Committee substitute be adopted, previous zero fiscal note attached, signed and due pass, Senator Stevens, Chair, Senators Lehman and Davis. Senate Bill Number 235 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill Number 250, School Performance Reports, recommends the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee substitute be adopted, previous zero fiscal note, signing due pass, Senator Green, Chair, Senators Lehman, Wilkin, and Davis, signing no recommendation, Senator Ward. Senate Bill Number 250 has no further referral.
Rules.
Labor and Commerce Committee considers Senate Bill Number 267, Alaska Veterans Memorial Endowment Fund. Previous fiscal notes attached, signing due pass, Senator Stevens, Chair, Senators Lehman and Davis. Senate Bill Number 267 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill Number 273, extending the Board of Governors of the Alaska Bar Association. Zero fiscal note attached, signing due pass, Senator Taylor, Chair, Senator Ellis. Signing no recommendations, Senators Donnelly and Terrio. Senate Bill Number 273 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Judiciary Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 25, Fish and Wildlife Public Trust, ANILCA suit. Recommends the Judiciary Committee substitute be adopted. Zero fiscal note attached. Signing due pass, Senator Taylor, Chair, Senators Donnelly and Terrio. Signing do not pass, Senator Ellis. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 25 has a further referral to the Resources Committee. Finance Committee considered CS for House Bill Number 96, Health, Education, and Social Services, relating to acquisition and development of the Jesse Lee Home. Recommends a Finance Senate Committee substitute be adopted. Fiscal note attached. Signing due pass, Senator Kelly, co-chair, Senators Lehman, Olson, and Ward. Signing no recommendation, Senator Donnelly, co-chair, Senator Green. CS for House Bill Number 96, Hess, has no further referral.
Rules.
Labor and Commerce Committee considered CS for House Bill Number 245, Labor and Commerce Amended, relating to marital and family therapists. Recommends a Labor and Commerce Senate Committee substitute be adopted. Previous zero fiscal note attached. Signing due pass, Senator Stevens, Chair, Senators Lehman and Davis. CS for House Bill Number 245, Labor and Commerce has Amended, has a further referral to the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee. Labor and Commerce Committee considered CS for House Bill Number 291, Labor and Commerce, Licensing of Residential Contractors. Previous zero fiscal note attached, signing due pass, Senator Stevens, Chair, Senators Lehman and Davis. CS for House Bill Number 291, Labor and Commerce, has no further referral.
Rules.
Those are all the standing committee reports this morning, Mr. President.
Reports to special committees.
There are no special committees reports.
Introduction to Senate resolutions.
There are no Senate resolutions for introduction.
Introduction to Senate bills.
Senate Bill Number 340 by the Senate Rules Committee, an act relating to treatment of permanent fund dividends for purposes of determining eligibility for certain benefits and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Senate Bill Number 341 by the Senate Finance Committee, an act making a special appropriation for a study of recipients of welfare and Medicaid and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Those are all the Senate bills for introduction this morning, Mr. President.
That brings us to the consideration of the daily calendar. Senator Terrio.
Can we move back up the calendar to introduction of guests, please?
Back up the calendar to introduction of guests. Senator yes. Terrio.
Yes, I have three constituents I'd like to introduce in the Senator Groh's gallery. First of all, Mr. Roger Forshinger, who is formerly a resident of Senator Wilkins' district. He's recently moved into my district. He's a board member with the Kermit Memorial Hospital. We also have Mike Powers, who is the administrator for the Memorial Hospital, and also Mr. Mike Kelly, the brother of Senator Pete Kelly, also a board member of the Fairbanks Memorial Hospital Board and former executive director of our electrical utility. So if you please help me invite and welcome them to the Senate.
Back to the calendar, Madam Secretary.
Citations honoring Stan Stevens, honoring Taslina Hotshots Fire Crew, honoring the Dragon Slayers, Youth Volunteer Firefighters, Emergency Responders, honoring Vivian Montoya, 2002 Alaska Teacher of the Year, honoring Thelma Johnson.
Senator Lehman.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the five citations on today's calendar be approved.
Without objection, the citations appearing on today's calendar are approved. That brings us to unfinished business. Senator Ellis.
you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be added as a co-sponsor of Senate Bill Number 318, an act relating to assignment of permanent fund dividends.
Without objection, Senator Ellis will be added as a co-sponsor of Senate Bill 318.
And Mr. President, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate this coming Monday, February 25th, until early plane time.
Without objection, Senator Ellis will be excused until early plane time on the 25th. Senator Donnelly?
We have an ease.
Senator will stand at ease. Lida, do you have a question? Okay. Will Senate please come back to order? We're under unfinished business. Senator Ward, under unfinished business.
Yes, Mr. President, I would ask unanimous consent to be shown as a cross-sponsor for H.J.R. 33. This legislation is thanking President George W. Bush for his efforts on terrorism and his support of the armed forces.
That is available for cross-sponsorship. Without objection, Senator Ward, you will be shown as a cross-sponsor on H.J.R. 33. Senator Terrio?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be allowed to be shown as a cross-sponsor on House Bill 307. It deals with an extension of the exploration license credit.
And that is available. Without objection, Senator Trail will be shown as a cross-sponsor on House Bill 307, as will Senator Lehman and Senator Ellis. Further unfinished business. Senator Lehman.
I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate on Friday, March 1st, for personal business.
Without objection, Senator Lehman will be excused Friday, March 1st, for personal business. If there's no further unfinished business, we're under announcements. Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today's a special day for one of the members of the Senate. And I wish you all would please rise with me to give that special Senate rendition of the happy birthday song to the senator from Rampart. It's her birthday today, and please join me in wishing her a very happy one. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Senator Georgiana Lincoln. Happy birthday to you.
Further announcements. Senator Lehman.
Mr. President, tomorrow on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., the Anchorage Caucus, this is a group of Anchorage legislators, will be meeting at the Lusac Library in the Assembly Chambers for a town meeting. We'll be taking public testimony as well as presentations from invited people from the municipality of Anchorage, the school district, university, and hospitals, as well as the railroad and the airport. And for those of you who, those here who cannot make it to the meeting, it will be teleconferenced to the Capitol. And I just urge you to participate at least in a portion of it. And those who may be watching and want to participate tomorrow, come, attend, and get a chance to interact in person with your legislature.
Further announcements. Special orders. 11 a.m. Monday?
Let the Senate adjourn until 11 a.m. Monday, February 25th.
Without objection, the Senate stands adjourned until 11 a.m. Monday.